And our top story tonight, lawmakers and the senator preparing to debate the $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill after its passage through the House. And ahead of what's expected to be several days of debate and deal making, we're bringing you perspective from both sides of the aisle tonight. Democrats in the House were narrowly able to advance this $1.9 trillion deal by a party line vote. Many Democrats have said the plan does not include everything they wanted, but said the current state of the economy and the fight against COVID-19 necessitated immediate action. Democrats also contend that polling shows the bill has widespread support among both Democrats and Republicans around the country.
This is a bipartisan plan that President Biden has put out there and the House has passed. Overwhelming support among the public, overwhelming support among Republicans on making sure on eliminating, cutting the rate of poverty through an income tax credit and child tax credit in half, in opening our schools and providing, putting money in people's pockets with unemployment with the $1,400. All those things are very bipartisan. Just because Senate Republicans don't support it doesn't make it partisan.
Republicans, meanwhile, say the measure is far too expensive, with too many dollars dedicated to Democrat-heavy areas of the country and not enough for schools to put reopening plans in place as soon as possible.
It's $1.9 trillion. More than half of it, George, won't even be spent in this calendar year based on the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. So how could it be about COVID relief? No one expects a year from now that we'll be in the COVID crisis that we're in now. So it just doesn't make any sense. There are a number of things in here that have nothing to do with COVID relief. There's $100 million for an underground transit system in the Silicon Valley. There's a bridge in New York. There's hundreds of millions of dollars for the arts and so on. There are things that have nothing to do with COVID that are unrelated. Minimum wage was one, of course.